Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. This is Troy Dooley, and I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I had an awesome weekend. We got crazy stuff going on. The oil keeps getting closer to our shores, and life sometimes is unpredictable and gets in the way. But when you step back and you just look at things as they're intended, and you realize that there's certain things that you can't change, and that life is just an epic adventure. And sometimes you're going up the mountain, sometimes you're going down the side of a mountain, sometimes you even go off a cliff and have to look for a handhold, a lifesaver. But if you're constantly moving forward, if you're constantly looking to find ways to better yourself, to better those around you, if you're constantly looking for what you can learn, then the sky is the limit. And this week, I am excited. We are starting a new series. And this series is from somebody that I am looking forward to meeting and getting to know on a personal basis. His name is Les McCune. He wrote a book called Predictable Success. It's fresh, something that I recommend everybody pick up. And we only do these books when we really gain something out of it ourselves. And that's what excited me about this book, Predictable Success, getting your organization on the growth track and keeping it there. Little subtitle, a critical tool for every business, division, department, project, group, or team. Now, here's what's so important. If you guys analyze this, I don't think we've ever done a network marketing book or a direct selling book or a home-based business book. I don't think we've done any book that's been focused, written by and focused on the network marketing, direct selling arena. What we do is we look at what corporate America, what are some of the greatest authors writing about? How are they writing for businesses to grow their business? Because if we take the time to read what's working, then it will blow your mind. Now I want to share with you a little bit. You guys have got to know Don DeScamanci. You know Art Williams, because I've worked with his books. We've done John Maxwell's. We've done my good friend Tom Hopp, who I'm excited about. We're getting together for our first mastermind this week in a collaboration of a new book that's going to be coming out together. I'm excited. But let me share with you a little bit about Les. Les is the president and CEO of Predictable Success. Duh, like we didn't know that, Troy. But listen, here's the kicker. He has over 25 years of global business experience, including starting 42 companies in his own right, and is the founding partner of an incubation consulting company that launched hundreds of businesses worldwide. Les has an intuitive understanding of why businesses grow and succeed. Now listen to his clients. This is what just blew my mind. Les's clients have included Harvard University, the U.S. Army, Pella Corporation, Chiron Corporation, Microsoft, United Technologies Corporation, the Canadian Defense Department, MI-SWASO, St. Joseph Health, VeriSign, and others. He has appeared on CNN, ABC, BBC, USA Today, and the New York Times. He lives in Massachusetts with his wife and two dogs. I love that. And receives an occasional care package from his three children. I looked at that and I thought, unbelievable, powerful stuff. Here's what the CEO of the Pella Corporation said. Les McCune's understanding of what makes a business succeed and a passionate commitment to teaching others how to accomplish predictable success has been our secret weapon, and it can be yours too. You know, this, when you read through this and you see what Les has to offer, it's no wonder this book is starting to go up the charts. I looked at this and I thought, wow, here's a Marshall Goldsmith of Wall Street Journal, million-selling author, million-selling author of Succession, Are You Ready? And What Got You Here Won't Get You There. Here's what he writes about Les. Les really captures the integration of key business processes, people, and leadership to consistently deliver a compelling vision, comprehensive plan, and predictable growth for the benefit of our stakeholders. I looked at that and I thought, wow, here's somebody that I adore because I own so much stock in this company. It's Alan McCulley over the president and CEO of Ford Motor Company. Predictable success isn't a textbook. It's a sensible and strategic playbook for any leader seeking to take their organization to the next level and provide the conceptual framework to ensure a successful outcome. Now, I could go on and on with what people have written in here. And what really stood out to me more than anything is that every one of these folks are rock-solid business people in every different niche that you can think of. I looked at that and I thought, man, this is unbelievable. When you look at what's here, when you look at what we're going through as home-based business people, you start to realize that there's something to this book. You start to realize that there's something powerful. Now, I strongly suggest you pick up a copy. Hey, if you can get it on an iPad or a Kindle, that's great. You know, but you need to pick up your own copy, because as we start to go through here, and it looks like we'll be in this book for about 11 days. Here's some of the stuff we're gonna do. The book is broken into two different parts. One is the journey. That's the first part. And in that, we talk about what predictable success looks like from that 30,000-foot rule. We're going to cover the early struggles, grasping for cash, finding a market, overcoming the gravity to achieve takeoff. And some of you are saying, Troy, we're in a network marketing company. We're reps for a pharmaceutical. Why do we care about this? Because at the end of the day, you kind of do own your own business. See, if you're on commission sales of any kind, you're building relationships. That means you're going to be moving up. You're going to become a division manager or something, or you'll be growing your own sales organization. If you're out there in a brick and mortar business, you've got to put on employees. You may decide to get into franchise down the road. So it's very imperative that you understand when we go through predictable success what you're looking at. In part one, we're going to look at the fun, which is great. He says, sell, 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 fast growth and early success. It's going to be a beautiful chapter to talk about. Whitewater, and I love the titles that he uses. He's kind of like Dondi in this. He picks these crazy titles. He says, why isn't there fun anymore? Battling the complexity to become efficient. See, any team growth, you get that. In the early days, man, you're just willing to talk, talk, talk. You're excited, you're motivated, you're kicking butt. But then things start to get complex. It gets out of hand. If you're a rep for a company, you can't even control the outcome of what the company's doing. We're going to learn how to keep control. We're going to talk about the predictable success, achieving the perfect balance. Success, learn, repeat. Success, learn, repeat. This is great. We're going to talk about the treadmill, working hard, going nowhere, the over-managed organization. Matter of fact, I worked for a company. When I first came on board, it was one of the most bureaucratic, over-managed companies I'd ever seen. Within 6 months, that was gone. Within 8 months, the company was on a massive growth track. See, we're going to have some fun with this book because we're going to put a lot of life experiences in this thing. On the seventh day, we're going to talk about the big rut in the organizational comfort zone, rearranging the deck chairs. This is good. Number eight, the death rattle, going quietly into the good night. Now, that's the first part. Those are the taking the journey. Now, part two, Les breaks it down, and it's called arrival. Number nine, the ninth day, we're going to talk about almost there, breaking through the white water into predictable success. When you think about that for a second, man, business, well, you guys know how I am. Everything is an epic adventure. But in business, it's always that way. It is like riding the rapids in a whitewater situation. On the 10th day, what to do when you've overshot recovering from the treadmill. That is great. And on the 11th day, staying at the peak, maintaining predictable success once you get there. Now, a lot of you may be saying, but is it really important that we read this book? You know, Les wrote a whole foreword on this. Why should you read this book? And I looked through it. I thought, you know, is this something that is important? Well, I think it is. You know, as I was looking through what he's wrote, He wrote this paragraph. Listen to this. As you will discover, getting to predictable success is a practical step-by-step process that is attainable by anyone. Okay, if it's attainable by anyone, and you're looking for predictable success, and even though we're focused in on the business aspect of this book, think about this for a minute. What would happen if you started using these processes in every area of your life? How would you feel if all of a sudden you had predictable success in your health, in your spiritual life, in your family life, in your financial life, in your social life? Think about that for a second. See, if it's attainable by anyone, then it doesn't take rocket science. Matter of fact, he writes, no special skills are required. No leap of faith is needed. There are no mantras to learn or secrets to divine. The principles of predictable success are simple, elegant, and once they've been pointed out, both obvious and natural. Because of this, there is little learning curve. Most people grasp the underlying concept and the main principles immediately. Wow. Think about this. How many times have you read something? Now listen, I'm a marketer. I use this all the time. The secrets of success. The secrets of team building. The unknown, you know, secrets. See, there is no secrets here. This isn't about a secret society. This book was written, Les wrote this book so that we could discover that predictable success is both intuitive and from your own past experiences, you'll soon realize that you already know much of what's required. So if you're getting to that point where you're ready to lead a team, you're getting to that point where you're ready to move forward, you're just leading you, this is a book that's needed. And I looked at that and I thought, man, this is crazy. Here's a man that's willing to put it in a book form. He's willing to train other people. Now, obviously, the successful corporation CEOs and founders that have used him already prove that what Les has to say is important for all of us. In the prefix, he writes this. Michelangelo said that the job of the sculptor was to free the forms that were already there. The sculpting involves chipping away all the disguises the statue's already hidden within the stone. By that definition, listen to this, this is great. Les says, I've spent a lifetime sculpting predictable success. My career has been a process of chipping away the confusion, misinformation, presuppositions to uncover the true nature of success hidden underneath. Les and I have walked a similar path because for the last 15 to 20 years, I've done everything I could to read the autobiographies and the biographies of every great leader I could find, whether it was politics, spiritual side of things, social causes, even leaders that were great leaders in their own right but abused their powers, like Stalin and Hitler. See, when you start learning what's underneath, you find that leadership principles are used by both good and sometimes bad leaders, controversial leaders. But here, Les has taken it to a step beyond what I've done. He's gone out of his way to find out what it takes to predict the success of organizations. I thought, wow. He writes in here, I've always been fascinated about the patterns of success. As a child, I was intrigued by why certain kids were more popular in school, why each year one toy would become a must-have Christmas gift, why a special sport or hobby would go viral in the neighborhood. Business in particular fascinated me. I loved it when my dad would take me into his office and I could wander around this strange landscape of desk and chairs and typewriters. He's giving away his age. At the age of 11, I had three part-time jobs. There was the milk delivery plant nearby, and I would climb out of bed at 4:30, go stand with the other kids at the factory gate, where I would be hired each morning to deliver milk. At 7:30, I would start my morning paper round, and at 4 p.m., my evening paper round. He was quite the business mogul. Now think about this for a second. Here's a man that just from what he just now said, we can tell, has been on a passionate delivery of taking it to that next level, of wanting to be somebody. Here's how he closed out this little paragraph. I was intrigued by the comparative success of two local stores. Our local convenience store had been trading successfully in the same spot for as long as anyone could remember, generations probably. But another shop just 50 feet away always never seemed to succeed despite a cycle of hopeful tenants, each doomed to failure as certain as the last. It's like, wow. He said, I came up with my first traffic pattern and pedestrian flow. See, what we're going to find is he's going to lay out the facts in here. He's going to start letting us look at what's there. Why is it there? Why is it some people are successful, some aren't? Why is it that some make it and some don't? Why is it that you might not have made it yet? What has been that unpredictable reason why you haven't gotten predictable success? See, if this little book that probably, I don't know what it would cost because I get an advanced reader's copy on our books, but let's say that they put a price tag of $25 on it. What's that worth to you? See, I've got a friend of mine who's somebody that's a mentor. He's one of the most successful online marketers out there. He's got his degree from the University of Utah. He went to Brigham Young. He's a successful wrestler. One of the things that he reminded me of not too long ago in a video that he produced was that if I can spend a couple $1,000s a year on books and personal development and business development, how much will I have saved over going to a four-year university that's going to cost $25,000 to $50,000 a year. And most of what I learned there I'll probably never walk away with and use. See, the fun thing about radio shows like ours, the fun thing about the training articles that we do, the exciting part I get from teaming up with guys like Les McCune to really promote their books the way we do, is that I know that people that will tap into this and write in it like I do, will put it to work in their journals, will go out there and put it into action, that you'll be able to learn and you'll be able to feel and you'll be able to gain that predictable success. Listen to what Les writes here. He says, in the space of 5 years, I took an active role in the launch of 42 companies, including such diverse businesses as a tool and die manufacturer, a PR agency, a graphic design agency, a computer training agency. I bought the Pizza Hut master franchise for Ireland and with my partner committed to opening 20 restaurants. I sold my interest in most of these businesses back to the other owners over time. A few failed, most continue as small businesses providing a good living for their owners, and some went on to be a great success. I discovered something very interesting. In this frenzy of new venturing, I had chipped away another piece of stone and moved considerably closer to understanding the true cause of success. What I found was this. It wasn't about the numbers. How many times in network marketing do we hear it's a numbers game? I learned that a lot because I was in insurance for so long. But here's what he found. Surely having a well-funded business with a good financial management didn't do any harm. But in getting my hands dirty with real businesses for the first time, it became clear that simply getting the numbers right, having a strong balance sheet, good cash flow, good predictability, wasn't itself an indicator of success. Put simply, a lot of well-financed businesses still went under. 20 years later, the dot-com bubble would underline this very point. He's so true. See, I did a blog post, I don't know, a week or so ago on Lightyear Wireless, and people have been saying, well, their numbers are upside down in their financials, and my whole premise of my post was the numbers don't always tell the true story. In other words, the numbers may not predict the success of the future. And it's amazing that here Les is writing this because I hadn't read it at the time. He writes, I watched seemingly well-financed businesses go under for reasons that on the surface looked unconnected. Overconfident sales projection, poor salesmanship, lack of commitment, overinvestment in assets being just a few. But when I realized the reasons in more in depth, a pattern began to emerge. It wasn't the numbers. Yeah, oh, this is beautiful. It wasn't the numbers. It was the people that made the ultimate difference between success and failure. How many times have you heard me on this radio show or in a training event state it's all about the heart, it's all about the people? See, it's the people, it's the heart of the people. It's that commitment level of the people that will take it to a whole new level. Les writes, with that, another piece of the stone fell away. The statue I was carving, I didn't have a name for it then, now it's predictable success, was the beginning to form a shape. Blurry, incomplete, but a shape nevertheless. And the shape so far was the business success. True, lasting business success comes not from a well-structured balance sheet and good financial management. It comes from the people. If you don't have the right people, it's only a matter of time before the money will run out. Folks, that is the wildest and craziest thing, and that's what you've got to take away from this show today. It's the people. If you've got a team and your team's not growing, and you've checked your heart, you've checked your attitude, you've gone out and got good coaching and mentoring, then I would probably suggest that you're talking and attracting the wrong people. If you're a CEO of a network marketing company, and I know we've got several that listen in on a regular basis, and you wonder why your business isn't growing, and you've checked your heart, you've checked your passion, you've checked everything, and then I would say probably you need to find some fresh people that have that same dying love and commitment for the underlying mission of the company that you do. See, this is the key. This is the power behind what we're doing. This is what sets us apart from other people. I love that. And I thought, this wild. Listen to this. You'll love this as we're closing out the introduction of predictable success. Tomorrow we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of how getting your organization on a growth track and keeping it there. But listen to this. In 1991, I was approached by a former client to join him in a wacky idea. The concept was to develop a training program to teach people how to launch new businesses. Now, that wasn't the wacky part. It was really just wholesaling what I'd been doing as a consultant on a retail basis. The wacky part was that the program would run in West Belfast, then a highly dangerous flashpoint during one of the most murderous periods of the troubled Northern Ireland area. And if you guys remember growing up, the IRA was very active back then. It was Protestants against Catholics. I've got an Irish-Scottish background. Got great friends that were part of that back then. As I looked at this, and I'm reading this story, it was blowing me away. He said, not surprisingly, West Belfast had a horrendous unemployment problem, and the entrepreneurial program, as it was to be known, was an attempt to help reduce the unemployment rate in the area. The upside was that the UK King government was heavily subsidizing the program. They were prepared to pay my partner and I well, very, very well, and in what I hoped wasn't a complimentary on just a dangerous area. They were willing to pay 100% up front. That's powerful, guys. They're not just willing to subsidize, but they're writing the check. This is wild. Listen to this. The entrepreneurship program was an out-of-the-park success. My partner and I worked hard at both the curriculum and the training itself. And after a couple of moves and a couple of tweaks and some cohorts that moved through the program, we had the whole process down. In keeping with my evolving model, we became very good at picking the right people for the program and making sure they were as well-funded as possible, often using some of the government money that was available in the area. This is what makes this so cool. I just had a conversation today with my accountability partner, Dr. Tim Douglas. And he's never read this book. And he was sharing his passion of going into areas where for the most part, people were unemployed, where they were impoverished areas, and teaching them to be entrepreneurs. I can go back tomorrow and say, Tim, I chipped away a little bit of our dream in reading Les's book. I've been able to help, been able to look at. See, what you've got to pull away from this is you've got to chip away some of the final pieces of that statue you've been creating for years. See, each one of us that are in business for ourselves have had success and we've had failures. Every place, every one of them along the lines, we've learned some stuff. Sometimes we'd be working on our statue and we'd hit too hard and the whole piece would fall off. We have to figure out a way to put it back on. It's kind of like putting a steel plate in an arm when it's been busted. But little by little, our statue's starting to look good. Little by little. What if? Now think about this for a minute. What if Les McCune can offer you that last part? What happens if predictable success has been that missing link, that last part of the stone on that sculpture that you couldn't get off, that last part that you needed to weld on to your metal sculpture? Think about that. Growing up, my dad was a rock collector, and he would cut rocks. He would break them down. He would form jewelry. It's beautiful to watch. He'd take an ugly stone. He taught me how, Troy, if you take this ugly stone out of the ground, you put a little water on it, it'll show you what it's going to look like when it's polished. Then one day when we were in Arkansas and we were digging up crystals out of the ground, he showed me a geode, a little round rock that was the ugliest little thing. Matter of fact, I thought it was like a petrified cow patty or something. He took it and he had his little rock hammer and he said, watch, son. And he cracked that rock open. And inside of it, I thought I'd died and gone to Superman's home. All these beautiful amethyst crystals were shining in me. I've never forgotten that. A lot of times in success, we talk about diamonds in the rough. What happens if you're sitting there looking at a geode right now and you've been banging on it, but you've been using a rubber mallet instead of a rock hammer? What happens if predictable success now becomes that rock hammer that you need? All of a sudden, you break it open. All of a sudden, you're starting to see the beauty that's inside. You've been leading a team, and you've been hunting and looking and trying to make it. This very well may be it. I've got a friend of mine, Harry Wilkes, that's on this show quite a bit listening. Harry's joined a company. It's the first time in over a year that I've known him, that I've seen him this excited, this exuberant about a company. And he called me up and he said, Troy, I found a home. I said, what makes this company so different than the companies that you've been with, Harry? He said, what makes it different is the people, the leadership, from the corporate offices down. Troy, I have one of the most successful network marketers in current history who's willing to work with me on a one-on-one basis. Even if I only have a few people in my home, he's willing to come by, even though he has to drive 3 or 4 hours. Folks, that lines right up with what Les writes right here. It's all about tomorrow. We're going to be going through the overview, what predictable success looks like from 30,000 feet. Now, here's something else as we close out the show that I'm excited about. Listen to this. A part of the Tree Natural program, which offsets the number of trees consumed in the production and printing of this book by taking a proactive step, such as planting trees. This is so cool to me. This book is a green book. The paper that's used to print Les's book comes from growing the trees, from a company that's willing to go out and give back. You're going to learn over the next few weeks, or next few days rather, the next couple of weeks, what it means to get to the heart of people in every area of your life. You're going to take your business to a next level. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. Be back here tomorrow morning, Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.